Today is the 24th day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be with you today. How are you? Here we are, brand new, shiny, sparkly week out in front of us. Let's choose wisely. Let's make it a good one. And let's take the next step forward on our adventure through the scriptures. Yesterday, we began the book of Deuteronomy, which is the last book in the Torah, or the Pentateuch. And we talked about that a little bit, just kind of saying that Deuteronomy is these last discourses of Moses. And so there's review here, territory we've covered before, but Moses has gathered all the people together. And these are the last things he has to say before he dies. And so we're kind of dropping back into what he's saying and picking up with that review. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and 3 today. Then we turned and traveled toward the wilderness on the road to the Red Sea, as the Lord had told me. And we traveled for many days to get around the area of Mount Seir. Then the Lord said to me, "You have been traveling around this mountainous region long enough. Turn north and command the people. You are about to pass through the territory of your brothers, the people of Esau, who are living in Seir, and they will be afraid of you, so be very careful. Do not wage war against them, because I am not going to give you any of their land, not even an area the size of a footprint, because I have given the Mount Seir region to Esau as a possession. You may buy food from them with money so you can eat, and you may purchase water from them with money so you can drink. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He knows your trek through this vast wilderness. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you. You have not lacked anything. So we passed by the territory of our brothers, the people of Esau, who were living in Seir. After leaving the Arabah road, Elat and Ezion-Geber behind us, we turned and we traveled along the road of the wilderness of Moab. Then the Lord said to me, 'Do not be hostile toward Moab, and do not wage war against them in battle, because I am not going to give you any of their land as a possession, since I have given Ar to the people of Lot as a possession.' The Emites formerly lived in it, a strong, numerous people, and tall like the Anakites. They, like the Anakites, are also considered to be Rephaim, but the Moabites call them Emites. The Horites also used to live in Seir formerly, but the people of Esau took possession of their land and destroyed them from their midst. They settled there in their place, just as Israel did in the land that the Lord gave them as their possession. Then the Lord told us, 'Now get ready and cross the Zered Canyon.' So we crossed over the Zered Canyon. The time that we traveled from Kadesh Barnea until we crossed over the Zered Canyon was 38 years, until that whole generation of fighting men were eliminated from the camp, just as the Lord had sworn to them. Yes, indeed, the hand of the Lord was against them to destroy them from the camp until they were eliminated. Just as soon as all those fighting men were eliminated from the people by their death, the Lord spoke to me. 'Today you are going to cross the border of Moab at Ar. When you come near the people of Ammon, do not be hostile toward them, and do not wage war against them, because I am not going to give any of the land of the people of Ammon to you as a possession, since I have given it to the people of Lot as a possession. It also is considered to be the land of the Rephaim. The Rephaim lived in it formerly, but the Ammonites call them Zamzumites. They are a strong and numerous people, and as tall as the Anakites. But the Lord destroyed the Rephaim from among the Ammonites. The Ammonites took possession of their land and lived there in their place. The Lord had done the same things for the people of Esau, who live in Seir, when he destroyed the Horites before them, and they took possession of their land and settled there in their place, and remain there to this day. Now the Caphtorites, who came out of Caphtor, destroyed the Avites, who were living in villages as far as Gaza, and settled in their place. Then the Lord told us, "Get ready to travel and cross over the Arnon Canyon. See, I have given into your hands Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Start to take possession of it and wage war against him. This very day I will begin to put dread and fear of you on the faces of the people everywhere under heaven, so that they will hear reports about you, and they will tremble, and they will be shaking because of you." So I sent messengers from the wilderness of Kedmoth to Sihon, king of Heshbon, with an offer of peace. I said, "Let us pass through your land. We will proceed only on the road. We will not turn aside to the right or to the left. You can sell us food in exchange for money so we can eat, and you can give us water in exchange for money so we can drink. Only let us pass through on foot, as did the people of Esau living in Seir, and the Moabites living in Ar, until we can cross over the Jordan into the land that the Lord our God is giving us." But Sihon, king of the Amorites, was not willing to let us pass through on the road, because the Lord your God gave him a stubborn attitude by making his heart obstinate in order to give him over into your hands, as is now the case today. Then the Lord said to me, "Look now, I have begun to give you Sihon and his land. Start taking action to take possession of his land." Then Sihon and all of his people went out to meet us in battle at Jaaz. The Lord our God gave him to us, and we struck him down, as well as his sons and all his people. So we captured each of his cities at that time. We devoted each city to destruction, with the men, women, and children. We did not leave a survivor. We took only the livestock as plunder for ourselves, as well as the spoils of war from the cities that we captured. From Arior, which is on the edge of the Arnon Canyon, from the city that is in the canyon, all the way up to Gilead, there was not a city that was out of reach for us. The Lord our God gave us everything, but it was only the land of the people of Ammon that you did not approach. The land along both sides of the Jabbok Canyon, the cities of the hill country, and everything that the Lord our God had forbidden us to take. Then we turned and went up the road to Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out to confront us. He and all his people came for war at Edrei. But the Lord said to me, "Do not be afraid of him, because I have given him into your hands, as well as all of his people and his land. Do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon." So the Lord our God gave into our hands also Og, king of Bashan, and all his people. We struck them down until they had no survivor remaining. So we took all of his cities at that time. There was not a city we did not take from them. 60 cities, the whole area of Argob, the kingdom of Og and Bashan. All of these were fortified cities with high walls, gates, and bars, besides very many small unwalled towns. We devoted them to destruction, just as we had done to Sihon, king of Heshbon. It was a total destruction of every city, of men, women, and children. But all of the cattle and the plunder of the cities we took as spoils for ourselves. So at that time we took the land out of the hands of the two kings of the Amorites who were east of the Jordan, from the Arnon Canyon to Mount Hermon. The Sidonians call Hermon Syrian, but the Amorites call it Seir. We took all the cities of the tableland and all of Gilead and all of Bashan, up to Salika and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan. Only Og, king of Bashan, had remained from what was left of the Rephaim. His bed, a bed of iron, is it not in Rabbah of the people of Ammon? Its length is 13 feet, and its width is 6 feet, according to the standard measure. So we took possession of this land at that time. I gave to Reuben and to Gad the land starting at Arior, which is at the Arnon Canyon, and half of the hill country of Gilead, as well as its cities. I gave to the half-tribe of Manasseh the remainder of Gilead and all of Bashan, the kingdom of Og. All the territory of Argob, all that part of Bashan, is called the land of the Rephaim. Jair, the descendant of Manasseh, took all the territory of Argob up to the border of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and he named the villages of Bashan after himself, Havoth Jair, as they are called to this day. I gave Gilead to Machir. To the Reubenites and to the Gadites, I gave the land of Gilead from the Arnon Canyon, that is, from the middle of the canyon, which served as one of their borders, up to the Jabbok Canyon, which served as their border with the people of Ammon. Also the Arabah and the Jordan served as their border from the Sea of Kinneret to the Sea of the Arabah, that is, the Salt Sea, under the slopes of Pisgah on the east. I gave you a command at that time. The Lord your God gave you this land as a possession. All of your soldiers, armed for battle, are to cross over before your brother Israelites. Only your wives and your children and your livestock, I know that you have a lot of livestock, may stay in your cities that I have given you, until the Lord gives rest to your brothers as he has to you. And they also have taken possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving them on the other side of the Jordan. After that you may return, each man to his possession that I have given you. I also gave a command to Joshua at that time. With your own eyes you have been observing everything that the Lord your God has done to these two kings. The Lord will do the same to all the kingdoms to which you are crossing. Do not be afraid of them, because the Lord your God himself is fighting for you. I also begged the favor of the Lord at that time. My Lord God, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your strong hand. Indeed, what God in heaven or on earth is there that has done anything like your works and your mighty deeds? Let me cross over, please, and let me see the good land on the other side of the Jordan, this good hill country in the mountains of Lebanon. But the Lord was furious with me because of you, and he did not listen to me, but said to me, enough from you. Do not continue to speak to me any more about this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah and lift up your eyes toward the west and the north and the south and the east. Take a good look, because you will not be crossing over this Jordan. But commission Joshua for duty, and strengthen him, and encourage him, because he will cross over in front of these people, and he will enable them to take possession of the land that you will only see. So we stayed in the valley opposite Beth Peor. Luke 6:12-38. It happened in those days that Jesus went up on the mountain to pray, and he spent all night in prayer to God. When it was day, he summoned his disciples and chose 12 of them, whom he also called apostles: Simon, whom he also named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus also, Simon, who was called the Zealot, Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. He went down with them and stood on a level plain with a large crowd of his disciples and a large number of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, as well as from the coastal area of Tyre and Sidon. These people came to listen to him and to be healed of their diseases. Those who were troubled by unclean spirits were also cured. The whole crowd kept trying to touch him, because power was going out from him and healing them all. He lifted up his eyes to his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, because yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, because you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, because you will laugh. Blessed are you whenever people hate you, and whenever they exclude and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy because of this. Your reward is great in heaven. The fact is, their fathers constantly did the same things to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, because you are receiving your comfort now. Woe to you who are well fed now, because you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, because you will be mourning and weeping. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, because that is how their fathers constantly treated the false prophets. But I say to you who are listening, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other too. If someone takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes away your things, do not demand them back. Treat others just as you would want them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? To be sure, even the sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even the sinners do the same thing. If you lend to those from whom you expect to be repaid, what credit is that to you? Even the sinners lend to sinners in order to be paid back in full. Instead, love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because He is kind to the unthankful and the evil. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. In fact, the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you. Psalm 67. Your kingdom come. For the choir director with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. May God be gracious to us and bless us. May His face shine on us, so that Your way may be known on earth, Your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise You, O God. May the peoples praise You, all of them. May the countries be glad and sing for joy, because You rule the peoples with fairness, and You guide the countries of the earth. May the peoples praise You, O God. May the peoples praise You, all of them. The earth will yield its harvest. God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us. And all the ends of the earth will fear Him. Proverbs 11:27. Whoever searches for good seeks favor, but whoever pursues evil will find it. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for this new week that is opening up to us, and we open up to it. And we open up to all that You will lead us into. Help us to see. Help us to be aware, awake, alert, and participating in all that You are doing in and through us. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
My name is Evie, and I'm calling from Texas. I'm calling for prayer. I left an abusive and unsafe marriage at the end of 2017. I left with my four kids, and since then I've been going through a really nasty custody and divorce battle 6 years now. My oldest, Mackenzie, about a year after I left the home, made an outcry that she had been sexually abused by her dad when she was nine. My other daughter, Madeline, she tried to kill herself back in 2021. She said that she was having tormenting memories of being sexually abused when she was 9 over the span of a year. And she's been struggling with depression, been on multiple medications, dealing with side effects. My ex was indicted. He was charged and indicted for the continuous sexual abuse of a child under the age of 14. And so we're hopefully set to go to trial in August. I'm praying for God to give us strength and wisdom and favor with the courts for us to have justice served in this. And I'm also praying for Mackenzie. She's now 22. She's married and has a 1-year-old. But with all the trauma that occurred, she has really turned her back on God, even though she was saved as a child. Her and her husband are really involved in witchcraft and the occult. They won't let me talk to their daughter about the Lord. I'm praying for God to soften their hearts and really turn their hearts back to Him. And I'm also asking for prayer for Madeline, that God would deliver her from depression and panic, and that God would give my girls and me justice in the courts, and for God to give me strength, wisdom, and to just to be a good mom to my young boys. They're 8 and 11. Thank you so much.
This is for the young person who is praying for help because they just want to die. I hear you, and I've been there. I'm a military veteran of 2 wars. The shame and guilt I feel from some of the experiences I've had and friends I've lost makes me wish the same thing sometimes. I don't know you or your situation, but I can tell you what keeps me going in those dark moments are first, my faith in our Heavenly Father and knowing that I am here for His purpose, whatever that may be, and I don't know what that will be until I meet Him on His timeline. And 2, time. I know I've felt this way before. And with prayer and just keeping going, just living another day, just making it to the next sunrise and continually talking through my problems with God, I've made it through those feelings. I'm proud of you for asking your DAB family for help and for praying yourself through this. It's tough, but I know you can make it through this. I will pray for you and with you that this feeling passes quickly and can be replaced by the peace that comes from God that surpasses all understanding. God bless you. I love you. His will be done. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Annie. This is my first time actually coming on here. I've been listening along all year for the first time, and I've been so encouraged, and it has grown my faith so much. So I can't thank you enough for everything that you do, Brian, and for the community here. Just to know that there's people praying about you, or for you, I mean. And I'm getting emotional because this year has just brought a lot of change and unexpected things. I unexpectedly got pregnant and had my beautiful little baby girl 4 months ago, and I'm not married yet, and I'm just trusting God in this difficult season that it's all for a bigger purpose and plan. And I did ask for prayer once because my job takes me away from her from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and I've been struggling a little bit with just being away from her for so long. So I would just love some prayer for God to make it clear, to find a way for me to supplement my income or make an income, but be more present in my baby's life. And I'm just trusting and believing in Him. He's always been so faithful to me. And just thank you for everyone. And hope you have a great day.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. I committed to 40 days of prayer for the DAB families. I have been continuing in that. I would ask you to join me in this prayer today. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with our hearts full of praise and gratitude. You are our everything. You are the breath of our lungs. Everything that we see is because of you, and we are so grateful for that. God, today we come before the throne and we petition you for the DAB families. God, the relationships that need to be restored. The members of our families who have not yet found you, who have not given their lives over to you. God, help us to be a witness for you. Help us to live our lives in such a way that others see it and they want what we've got. If we're not the ones to be the witnesses to our family, then please, God, please send someone else. Help us to restore those relationships. Help us to heal what needs to be healed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.